This is CFM's Long Lunch with Jess. Bit of J-Lo there to get you up and about for your afternoon. And it's up and about motivational stuff that we're going to talk about now, because September is now officially in full swing. September is going incredibly fast. We know that many of you have signed up once again to participate in September, but if you're interested, there is still time. I've got Lucy from September HQ on the line with me now. Hello.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for jumping on. Now, what is, for those that don't know, September all about?
So September is Australia's largest health and wellness fundraiser. We have about 130,000 people signed up already, which is a huge jump versus last year. But essentially, we ask people to join the campaign and track their steps throughout the month of September and try to hit 10,000 steps each day, which is the goal when we're trying to maintain good health and well-being. And at the same time, to ask your friends and family and work colleagues to sponsor you so that we can raise money to support people living with cerebral palsy.
That's fantastic. It's such a worthwhile cause. I had a crack at this last year. This year, heavily pregnant, so I decided that was a little bit too much of a stretch. But I was really surprised at just how many steps that actually is to get to 10,000. You do need to make a bit of an effort.
Yeah, it's pretty challenging, especially if you sit at a desk and, you know, have an office job or any kind of job where you're not on your feet all day. It's quite a challenge to get to those 10,000 steps. But if you go to their website, you can actually convert about 40 different activities into steps, and that includes a range of sports and yoga, all different kinds of activities, but even things like housework can be converted into steps, or physical therapy for people that might be having therapy. So there's a range of different activities that you can use and convert into steps to kind of keep it more interesting.
That's a handy hint. Good to know. Obviously, we're already well into September. If people are still interested in signing on, and now that the weather's getting nice, they're keen to get out and about, and this is a great way to do it, can people still register?
Yep, they can still register by going to september.org.au. We've still got 3 weeks of the campaign to go, so you can jump online today, register yourself. You can join up as a team to help keep others motivated. There's still plenty of time to be part of this year's campaign.
Oh, it's good to know. Have you got any tips or pointers for those that are a few days in now and they're thinking, oh, I'm losing my motivation, this is quite tricky? What's a good motivator?
Well, I think it's great to kind of, you know, keep active with your teammates, because most people join as part of a team of four, so it's about trying to motivate each other to reach those steps each day. As I said before, doing lots of different kinds of activities is a great way to also keep it more interesting. And also there's a few other engagement opportunities, like joining our September Facebook page. There's some great tips there, and we've got some workouts by Commando Steve, who people may know from the Biggest Loser television show. So joining that Facebook community is a really good way to do September, and to sort of keep motivated by hearing about others that are also doing the event.
Yeah, fantastic. So that's the best resource and the best place to go if we're looking for more information?
Yep, just head to september.org.au, and there's lots of tips on that around how to do the steps and also how to fundraise.
Yeah, awesome. The fundraising efforts from last year, because I know lots of people were super keen. It's great to hear so many people have taken it up again. Where did some of that money go?
So last year, about 50% of the money goes towards research. So research into trying to find out what the causes are of cerebral palsy, and also to investigate better treatments and prevention strategies. And then the other half of the money is used towards services to sort of help people today with their immediate needs. So that could be things like equipment. It could be our early diagnosis program, which is about getting babies into therapy very, very young so that they have better outcomes down the line. And also things like youth programs and day programs for people that have a significant cerebral palsy.
Yeah, fantastic. That's so good to know. This is our reminder. If anyone wants to get involved in September, obviously we're a few days in, but there is still time. And those of you that have already taken on the challenge, good luck. All the best with your 10,000 steps. September.org.au for more information. Lucy, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.